Kiddushin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Kiddushin Bavli, Daf Ayin Ches. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Mem Hei Amud Beis, 5 lines from the foot of the page with the words Delama. Delama, Rabbi Hoshea, Rabba, Rabbi Yudah Nasir, Havan Yasrin, Roy Rabbi Yechonon, Velachish, Rabbi Hoshea, Beudne. Petsua Daka, Koyen, Maushi Yisa, Basgerim. Once Rabbi Hoshea, Rabba, and Rabbi Yudah Hanossi were sitting, and Rabbi Yechonon ran in and whispered into Rabbi Hoshea's ear, "Can a coin with squashed testicles marry the daughter of converts and thereby feed her truma?" Amalei Mayamalach, Rabbi Yudah Hanossi said to Rabbi Hoshea, "What did Rabbi Yechonon say to you?" Amalei Amali Mila Denaga Bar Nagrin Loi Mafrikla. Rabbi Hoshea said, "He asked me something that both the Talmud Chacham and his son cannot answer." Loi Amali Gieres Shehi Kazoina Etzloi Veloi Bas Yisrael Shehi Mechalla. Loi Amali Ela Bas Gerim. He didn't ask me about a convert because she is like a Zoina who certainly cannot marry a Kohen. Nor did he ask me about a Bas Yisrael because she certainly is made a Chalala when he has relations with her. He asked me about the daughter of converts. Ubas Gerim Loi Yisraelisi. Rabbi Yudah Hanossi said, "But isn't she the same as a Bas Yisrael, that relations with her would also make her a Chalala?" Patala Kubyuda Dribyuda Oma Baske Zocha Kabaschalal Zocha. And the answer now is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the daughter of a comrade is like the daughter of a halal. Means, do we say that even though she can't marry a Kohen, she is not actually a Zoina, nor does she become a halal through relations with him, because she is already prohibited to him? Or, on the other hand, we could say, since she is prohibited to a Kohen, even a Kohen with such a blemish will be included in that Issa. And the Gemara asks, Kohen Shebala Grusha Vahilil Bas Mahi. If a Kohen married a divorcee and they had a daughter, what is the status of the daughter's daughter? Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Mana, Chad Amar B'Kasheira, B'Chad Amar Pesula. The answer is there was a dispute between Rabbi Chananya and Rabbi Mana. One said she is Kasha, and one said she is Pasul. Mesiv Manda Amar K'sheira, L'Manda Amar Pesula, Bas Chalal Zocha, Pesula. The one who said Kasha asked the one who said Pasul from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah taught a Chalal's daughter is Pasul, which implies that the daughter of his daughter would be Kasha. And he answers, V'chalala mibana eina pasula, misham mahi pasula. The actual correct implication of the Mishnah is that after the mother became a chalala from relations with a kohen, if she then had a daughter with the Yisrael, that daughter may marry a kohen. Because the mother had originally had a status of kasha, why would the daughter be pasul when she was born from a permitted relationship? But on the other hand, the daughter of a chalal never had a status of kasha, so her daughter would be pasul. Now the Mishnah taught, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, we learnt in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that only the daughter of two converts may not marry a Kohen, but if only one of the parents is a convert, then she can marry a Kohen. Taman Tanina, we learnt in the Mishnah in Maseches Bechorus, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ha'isha bas gerim lo tinase lekohuna, hachitehei ima me Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that a daughter of converts may not marry a Kohen unless her mother was born a Yisraelis. Now, having seen a number of Tanaim about this subject, Bekulu Mikra Echad Darshu, all of these Tanaim in the Mishnah learnt their views from the same Pasuk, that's in reference to the permitted marriages of a Kohen Gadol in Yechezkel, in Perek Mem Daled and Pasuk Chof Beis. Ki im Besulois Mizera Beis Yisrael, only virgins from the offspring of the house of Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah Omer Ad Shehei Aviyah Misrael. Rabbi Yudah says, her father must be Yisrael, because we know from the phrase from the offspring means the father is from the house of Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Ad Shehei Oy Aviyah Oy Imam Yisrael. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says only if her father or her mother is a Yisrael, because when it says offspring in the pasuk it can refer to either parent. Rabbi Yosi Omer Ad Shevalda B'Kedushas Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi says she must be born a Yisraelis, means from the offspring is a reference to being conceived and born a Yisraelis. Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Sheyavoyu Besulim B'Kedushas Yisrael. He says, Rabbi Shimon says her Besulim must have grown when she was already Yisraelis, means that her Besulim grew and were completed when she was already Yisraelis, which happens at the age of 3. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Shimon, we have a vice in the name of Rabbi Shimon. Giyoresh Nisgaira P'chus Mibas Sholosh Shonim V'Yem Echad K'sheira L'Kohuna. If a girl converted under the age of 3, she may marry a Kohen. My timer, what is his source? And we quote the Pasuk in Bamidbar, Pek Lamad Aleph, Pasuk Yud Ches, B'chol Ataf Banoshim Asher Loi Yodu Mishkav Zocha Hechyu Lochem. The Pasuk says, but all of the young children among the women who have not known lying with a man, you may keep alive for yourselves. And the Pasuk is permitting all of the soldiers to marry these girls. And Pinchas, who was a Kohen, was amongst them. Ma avdin le rabbonin hechi lachem la'avodim l'shfochi. So how do the rabbonin learn this pasuk if it's not like Rabbi Shimon? They are understanding keep them alive to be slaves and slave women, but not to be able to marry the women. Rabbi Yosa b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoina b'chia b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yosa. Rabbi Yosa and Rabbi Yosa quoting Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yoina, and Rabbi Chia quoting Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi. Chanin bar ba b'shem Rav, halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. V'akoyhanim nagu k'Rabbi Yosa ben Yaakov. Chanin bar ba said in the name of Rav, the halacha follows Rabbi Yosi, but the Kohanim accustomed themselves to follow the psak of Rabbi Yosa ben Yaakov. Chad Kohen Nasa Basgerim, there was once a Kohen who married the daughter of converts. Asa Uvdu Kohen Rabbi Abo, Varbe'e Aspasle. The cave came before Rabbi Abo, and he laid him on a bench to give him Malkus, to whip him. Amarle, Rabbebai, Lekain Alfan Rabbi Halacha Kubyosi. Rabbebai said to Rabbi Abo, did you not teach us the Halacha for us of Yosi that it should be permitted? This man should not get Malkus. Amalei v'lanagwa ha-kohanim v'b'lez ben Yaakov, Rebo said back, but did the kohanim not accustom themselves to follow the psak of v'b'lez ben Yaakov? Amalei Rebi amina gloiken, Rebbe said, you give lashes for breaking a custom? Amalei Rebbe Abo answered, in kini atchami mefayes v'anamukim le. Rebbe Abo says, yes, I realize you are trying to dissuade me from giving him lashes. I will lift him up, means I won't give him lashes. After they got up, the Kohen said to Rabbi Abo, Rebbe, since you realize that the strap for lashes is not for me, then I'm also permitted to stay married to her. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ma'asa b'mishpacha b'doroim shehoyu koyuin aleha iro, v'sholach Rebbe, esruminus leboidka, Rabbi quoting Rabbi Shimon Levi said, there was once a case of a family in the south that was rumored to be possible to the Kohuna. Rabbi sent Rabbi Ruminus to investigate it, and he discovered that their grandmother had converted under the age of three, and therefore Rabbi permitted their daughters to marry Kohanim. Rabbi Hoshea Amak, Rabbi Shimon Hechshu, Rabbi Hoshea explained they permitted them according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Zeira says that those granddaughters were permitted according to all opinions. Da Amar Rabbi Zeira, Hadad Amar Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rav Ada, Ba'achva Rabbi Yudan, Matiba b'shem Rav Rabbo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Zeira said, quoting Rav Ada Ba'acha, and some say Rabbi Yudan, quoting Rav, and some say Rabbi Abo, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that the din is that Vlad b'geres kosha shu b'loy sase shu mikoich asei. That if a Kohen Gadol had relations with a Begeris, a girl over the age of 12 and a half, her basilim dry up after she reaches that age, and she's not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol from that age. The child, nevertheless, would be kosher, and this because the Issa is only learnt through a deduction from a positive mitzvah for him to marry a virgin, means a girl with basilim. Because the Pasuk says, and we quote now in Vayikra, in Perek Chof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel Behu Isha Bibsuleha Yikach, Loi Begeris. That the Pasuk says he shall take a woman with basulim, a virgin. And the rule is that any prohibition learned from positive mitzvah is considered to be a positive mitzvah, then can't disqualify the children from the kohuna. Meaning to say that a daughter could marry a kohen. With the kavasaki in basulim yamav, yikach isha, legiris. Another example would be in Vayikra, in Perkhof Aleph, Pasuk Yud Dalet, only a virgin amongst his nation he should take as a wife, but not a convert, since the prohibition learned from a positive mitzvah is considered to be a positive mitzvah. Heisav Rehoshe, Rehoshe asked the question, Hare dor sheni shel mitzvi, hare hu b'loi sa'asei, shu ba mikoich aseihu. Rabbi Yosha asked, what about the prohibition to marry a second-generation mitzvi, meaning if a kohen would marry her, the child is a halal, even though it's learnt from the pasuk that allows one to marry a third-generation mitzvi, which is actually a deduction from a positive mitzvah. Chazal Rabbi Yosha retracted, and he said, V'amar lo doime asei shebi Yisrael la'asei shebi kohanim, asei shebi Yisrael aso bakol, asei shebi kohanim aso bakohanim, u'mutar b'leviim of Yisrael. A positive mitzvah of Yisrael is not the same as a positive mitzvah of Kohanim. The positive of Yisrael applies to all, so it's considered a full negative mitzvah to marry the second generation mitzvahs. And a positive mitzvah of Kohanim only applies to Kohanim, but not Yisraelim, so it's not so stringent. We come now to the next Mishnah. Ha'oimer b'ni ze mamzer eno ne'eman. Va'afilu shneim oimim ala uba shev me'er mamzer hu eno ne'emanim. V'biyod ha'oimer ne'emanim. If a man says, "My son here is a mumzer," he would not be believed. Even if both parents say about a fetus in her womb that it's a mumzer, they aren't believed. Vida says that they are believed, and that the child is now a mumzer. The Gemara says, "Tamantaninan," but the Mishnah says, "Im bavabasa ha'omer b'ni zeh ne'eman." If a person says that a certain person is his own son, then that man is believed. Answered, he is believed to give him his inheritance, but he would not be believed to take away from him anything, meaning to take away his inheritance by declaring him to be a mamzer. Rabbi Yossi says, isn't this written explicitly in our Mishnah? Even if both parents say about a fetus in her womb that it's a mamzer, they are not believed. And the Gemara answers, "No, Dilma al Rabbi Yehuda isamamus. Rabbi Yehuda oimer ne'emonim aleha. Rabbi b'shem Rabbi Yochanan nasei sla, aval lo likach memenu." Maybe Rabbi was discussing Rabbi Yehuda, who said that they are believed, means only to give him to give to him, but not to take away from him. Amar b'cheskia, oiti masnisa. B'cheskia says, actually, we also learn it in a brisa. The brisa quotes a pasuk in Dvarim Perek Chof Aleph pasuk Yud Zayin, ki es habechor ben asnua yakir. Rather, he must recognize the firstborn of the hated wife. Hayu machzikim boy shehu benoi uveshas misasei amar ena benoi ena neeman. If a certain son was known to be the firstborn, and on his deathbed the father claimed that the son was not his son, he is not believed. She'ena bonei b'shas misasei amar b'ni hu ne'eman. If a certain man was known not to be his son, and on his deathbed the father claimed that in fact he was his son, then he is believed. Yistanai tani al kadmaisa ne'eman. There's another verse that teaches that he's also believed in the first case. V'chizkia v'bzikam b'shem v'huna hayu machzikim oisoi shu mishpachtoi ne'eman. V'chizkia and v'bzikam, quoting v'huna, said that if he had been known to be part of their family, then he is believed. Haya oime besad hamuchsin v'amma benihu v'chaz v'amma abdihu ne'eman. If a person was standing next to the tax collectors and he said, "He is my son," and he later then said, "He is my slave," he is believed. Abdihu v'chaz v'amma benihu ene ne'eman. But if he said, "He is my slave," and he later said, "He's my son," then he's not believed. Yistanai tani ne'eman. Another brisa teaches that he is believed. Amubimanaka going Elaine. Kutai dinun mishabdin bebnei hoin. But Mana says, for example, these Kutian people whose sons serve them, and they have to pay more taxes on their sons, so therefore they claim that their sons are actually their slaves. Tani, we learned in a brisa, ne'eman ala koton ve'ne ne'eman ala godol. He's believed about a child, but he's not believed about an adult. Ezu godol, what's considered an adult over here? Rabbi Zeira amar kol sheyesh loy isha uvonim. Rabbi Zeira says, only if he already himself has a wife and children. And Rabbi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, "No, as long as he has a wife, he's considered an adult." Masnisa pliga al Rabbi Abo. We have a brisa against Rabbi Abo. Ger shemal v'loy tavol v'ayu lebonim v'amar malti v'loy tavalti ne'eman umadbin loyse b'shabbos. If a convert was circumcised but didn't yet immerse and he had children, he's believed to say that he was circumcised but not immersed, meaning that he didn't become Jewish at that point, and we can even then immerse him on Shabbos. So the Gemara asked, Mishamma, why is it permitted? Means surely, by immersing him, he's doing an act of fixing on Shabbos. Meaning that how can we allow a conversion at this point through immersion if we know that it's definitely conversion based on his testimony? Nechayadu of Yehuda, the answer is, he's doing it for cleanliness rather than for immersion. Ma'avela biyabo. Now the question is, how will biyabo explain this? Because the Brisa says that he's believed. Patala Misham Mabakach, the answer is, Rabbi Abba holds that a convert does not require both Mila and Tefillah, both circumcision and immersion, because Mila is enough according to Rabbi Abba, and therefore the immersing that's taking place on Shabbos is not really doing anything because he is already Jewish. And therefore, because he's already Jewish, he's not disqualifying himself by saying that he only did Mila and not Tefillah.